Hello once again, and thank you for tuning in to the New Testament Baptist Podcast, a ministry of Brandon Baptist Tabernacle in Brandon, Florida. This is Pastor Brad Bailey with you from Brandon Baptist Tabernacle, and I hope that we can encourage you today as we take an opportunity once again to look at the New Testament Baptist Confession and reflect upon the numerous issues that are arising and that desperately need to be addressed among independent Baptist fundamentalism. You can find the entire confession once again at newtestamentbaptists.com. And when you visit the website, you can read the confession. You can also find a host of other confessions and articles and a section there called Youth Truth. There's a great deal of resources at newtestamentbaptists.com. So today we are looking at paragraph number 6 in the New Testament Baptist Confession. And it says, "We hope that the publication of this confession will be widely circulated and that many others will embrace the same truth which is written herein. We judge it necessary to join in giving a testimony to the world of our firm adherence to the wholesome principles of the Bible. We are glad to freely provide to any reader the reason and occasion for this confession. Our utmost desire is the provision of instruction and the establishment of great truths and clear understanding and belief, which will provide a biblical walk with God and fruitfulness before Him in all our ways. We deem it to be needful that we express ourselves more fully and distinctly regarding the defects of independent Baptist fundamentalism. We have no desire to clog our religion. We have no desire to clog religion with new terminologies, but we rather choose to set forth our intentions and in consent with the Holy Scriptures to record our protest." So the sixth paragraph is somewhat of a transitional paragraph in the New Testament Baptist Confession, and it begins by expressing the desire of the drafters of the New Testament Baptist Confession to disseminate and widely circulate the New Testament Baptist Confession. It is not an exposé. We want to make that abundantly clear early in this discussion. The New Testament Baptist Confession is not intended to expose the moral fall or the scandals that exist among independent fundamental Baptists, although those moral falls and scandals seem to be absolutely impossible to ignore as more and more of those are being discovered among fundamental Baptists. This confession adds in paragraph 6, "Our utmost desire is the provision of instruction and the establishment of great truths in clear understanding and belief, which will provide a biblical walk with God and fruitfulness before Him in all our ways." It is once again our belief and understanding that we have fallen very far in the independent fundamental Baptist church world. There has been an incredible decline, not just in numbers, but there has also been an incredible decline in the veracity of our biblical knowledge, the scope of our biblical knowledge. I have contended since for many, many years now that the preaching, the teaching, the doctrinal stands, the doctrinal statements of fundamental Baptist churches are lackluster and substandard. And because of that, many people are entering into these movements and into these churches with blinders on. They are emphasizing personalities. They are entering into it because there is a certain appeal that exists on the surface. But what they're discovering after being in the movement for a decade or more is that in many, many cases, this arrangement is very fruitless and is very dangerous, in fact. Oftentimes, young families that come into the world of independent Baptist churches are introduced to it with great zeal, with a great deal of beauty that they see in the fundamental Baptist church. And then suddenly, when their kids become teenagers or when they have some kind of a marriage problem themselves, or if there's a financial problem that arises, or if there's some kind of a scandal that takes place inside the walls of the church, all of a sudden it's brought to their attention that they have entered into something that they did not wisely consider exactly what it was before they got into it. And so this is what we are trying to advance to those, our readers and those, our listeners. And we want you to understand that this has been the product of years of evaluation, literally decades of evaluation. And we are seeing a fruitlessness that is being juxtaposed to the fruitfulness of God's Word. The fruitfulness that is promised in God's Word seems to be relatively non-existent among independent fundamental Baptists today. So our desire is the provision of instruction. We deem it to be needful that we express ourselves more fully and distinctly regarding the defects of independent Baptist fundamentalism. And what are those defects? Well, some of those include the overreach of pastoral authority. That's a major problem. Many pastors in fundamental Baptist churches, they operate those churches almost, if you'll pardon the expression, like a one monkey show. Everything rises and falls on the authority of that pastor. I agree with the quote that has been attributed to Dr. Lee Robertson many years ago, that everything rises and falls on leadership. I agree with that quote, but nevertheless, that has been morphed into something different, that everything rises and falls on authority among independent fundamental Baptist churches, colleges, and institutions. So that authority was an overreach, and because of that overreach, it is as if that authority has replaced the authority of God's Word, or it is at least competing with the authority of God's Word, and that is what has created the crisis that we are seeing today. So the defects of independent Baptist fundamentalism includes excessive pastoral authority. We believe in pastoral authority. We believe in biblical leadership. We believe all of these are taught for us in Scripture, but the overreach of pastoral authority among fundamental Baptists is impossible to ignore. There are other things like the creation of pragmatic offices to sort of scratch the itch that they may have. And one of those, I believe, is the creation of the office of the itinerant evangelist, or the creation of parachurch organizations like mission boards and things of that nature that do not have church oversight and do not have church authority established in their operation. These are things that are frequent among independent fundamental Baptists. That's because they are independent. Their independence in this case has become incredibly toxic to the cause, because there is no oversight, there is no evaluation, there is no accountability in many of these cases, and because of that, these new institutions and these new offices have become monstrous in their application. So you can see that there are numerous errors that exist in independent Baptist churches, and most of these errors exist because of the breakdown of solid biblical preaching. If there's no solid contextual preaching, expository preaching of God's Word, then these things go unaddressed. And when they go unaddressed, they become the problems that we are experiencing now and that we are observing now among fundamental Baptist churches. So the last sentence, in paragraph number 6, we have no desire to clog religion with new terminologies, but we rather choose to set forth our intentions and in consent with the Holy Scriptures to record our protest. And that is exactly what we intend to say. We are not trying to create a new denomination. That's not what this is about. We're not trying to create a new headquarters. We're not trying to create some kind of a leadership hierarchy that is going to exist over New Testament Baptist churches. What we are, however, trying to do is we are trying to point out that fundamental Baptist churches are struggling because of the breakdown of biblical emphasis. And this is where we believe the New Testament Baptist Confession comes in handy. So today's discussion has been about paragraph number 6. If you're interested in this or any of the other paragraphs in the New Testament Baptist Confession, you can find it online at newtestamentbaptists.com. That's Baptist with an S, newtestamentbaptists.com. We hope that you'll join us again next time as we continue to discuss the paragraphs of the New Testament Baptist Confession.